It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our observance of the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act continues. The Human Engineering Research Laboratories, also known as HURL, is working to improve the lives of people with disabilities. What innovative designs and concepts are in the works? We're posing that question to HURL Director Dr. Rory Cooper. Dr. Cooper, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Paul, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back. We've got a broad array of technologies that we're working on to help people with disabilities participate more fully in society, from our queuing kitchen, which is a smart kitchen that provides guidance on how to prepare meals, to our kitchen robot, which actually provides physical assistance in preparing meals. We have our MeBot, which is our new mobility-enhanced robotic wheelchair that we're working on that will provide unprecedented mobility within the community, the ability to climb 8-inch curbs, to self-level when going up a ramp or down a curb cut. We'll be able to climb a few steps so that those buildings that have 3 or 4 steps will also become accessible to wheelchair users. And we're working on a robotic transfer arm with a local company, RE2, for a wheelchair-mounted robotic arm that will assist with transfers, lifting up to 250 pounds, so that when people don't need to take their sort of commercial engine hoist type lift with them or their ceiling-mounted lift, when they go to visit a family or go on vacation or want to go out to the local shopping center or go out to a restaurant, we're working on technologies for also providing manipulation, so smartphone interfaces to control robotic devices, smartphone interfaces to reduce the risk of pressure ulcers by reminding people when to reposition themselves, smartphone interfaces also to work on exercise, so integrating some wearable sensors, something like the sort of the Fitbit type concept or geared towards people with disabilities because of the high levels of inactivity and obesity in that population.
So my next question was going to be, what is the mission of HURL? But I think based on what you've just been telling us, that it is about making life more manageable for people with disabilities.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, really older adults, people with disabilities, to help them fully participate in society. So applying our clinical research expertise and our technology and advanced engineering expertise to make the lives of people with disabilities and their families better.
And you were just talking about some of the latest developments. What are some of the past innovations that have come out of this lab?
One of the fun things about being with HURL is that we've had some commercial successes, not so much financially, but it just on the impact on the quality of life of people with disabilities. If you ever look at a lot of the wheelchairs, if you look from the front, they have like an X underneath of the frame, and that's what's called a cross brace, which helps the chair for folding. For years, that was a point of failure, which would cause injury to many wheelchair users. We tackled that problem in the 1990s. I came up with a square cross-section cross brace that was retrofittable on many chairs, and it, by and large, eliminated that problem. We invented a device called the Smart Wheel, which goes on a person's wheelchair to measure how efficiently they're propelling the wheelchair and essentially the risk of damaging their wrist, elbow, or shoulder due to repetitive movements. That resulted in being deployed to clinics around the world and is a common tool used, but also spun off the natural fit hand rim and the surge hand rim, which are ergonomic hand rims to help reduce those strains on the extremity. They're widely available as well. We got involved in looking at the seating of wheelchair users and why seating was so uncomfortable. That got us to work with on an air and foam cushion that is now the very light cushion. I use that personally, actually. And then later to work on developing a better backrest that would do a better job of controlling and stabilizing the pelvis. And that is now a product through a company called Accessible Designs Incorporated. For me, what's really fun, and those are just some examples of the products that HURL has invented and then helped to spin off with the help of the University of Pittsburgh and VA Innovation Institute and Technology Transfer Offices. But to me, what's really most exciting is, one, to see the people on the street using these technologies or going to the airport or something like that, and you say, wow, that came out of HURL. And I often don't tell people who I am and ask them, you know, how does this work? Are you happy with it? And it's really rewarding when people say, oh, it changed my life. I had so much pain and now I feel more comfortable, or this wheelchair is so much better than my previous wheelchair.
As we become more cognizant of designs benefiting people with disabilities, are there still challenges that need to be overcome?
There are still lots of challenges. I'll probably never live to see the day that we solve all of the problems. I mean, we have to work on more inclusive environments. The physical environment still needs a lot of changes. And that's partially a design solution of environments and communities and buildings and other sort of built structures or fixed structures. And then some of that can be overcome by technologies, better wheelchairs, better prosthetics, better orthotics. In our case, I see also more robotics coming into play. There are still a large number of people that just cannot be served by current technologies. People with advanced amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease or multiple sclerosis, severe spinal cord injuries. I have two students here with high level spinal cord injuries that are specifically working with me to develop better wheelchairs for themselves, right? And other people like them, because they're not satisfied with the mobility and the function that they have with their current technologies. So there's plenty of things from better beds and better wheelchairs and better prosthetics, and also just better cognitive aids to help individuals with cognitive impairments as well. And all of that will hopefully relate to better education, better employment, better satisfaction with life, better able to participate in society, better able to support your family and be a productive member of your family.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking as part of our 25th anniversary observance of the Americans with Disabilities Act with Dr. Rory Cooper, who is the director of HURL, which again is the Human Engineering Research Laboratories located here on the east side of Pittsburgh. And does HURL work with other organizations such as the military to develop designs that will help individuals with disabilities?
We have a number of strategic partners. We work closely with the military. For 11 years now, we've done 4 State of the Science symposiums a year at Walter Reed and now at the Uniformed Services University. We've had a number of grants with the military. We have a close collaboration with the Center for Rehabilitation Science Research at the Uniformed Services University. But we've also worked with the Warrior Transition Command, the Marine Wounded Warrior Regiment, particularly on employment issues, transition issues, success in STEM education, as well as in adaptive sports and recreation technologies. Of course, we're part of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. We're a center of excellence in rehabilitation research and development for the Department of Veterans Affairs. And in that case, we test wheelchairs for the Department of VA to qualify those new products. We develop new technologies for veterans. We work closely on the National Veterans Wheelchair Games, which we were Pittsburgh hosted in 1998 and 2011. And that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. We work with the Surgeon Generals of the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. HURL's helped produce 2 books for the military, the Care of the Combat Amputee, which is a collaborative effort all across VA, DOD, and the academic sector, and then also Warrior Transition Leader Medical Rehabilitation Handbook. And we're actually currently working on a new book on resilience and reintegration for our wounded warriors.
And you recently attended the National Wheelchair Games in Dallas. Do events like this serve as a testing ground for innovations that have been developed at HURL?
Yes. I mean, one of the great things about the National Veterans Wheelchair Games from a research perspective is that we have 600-plus wheelchair users that are veterans there, all ages, wide variety of impairments, that they provide us feedback on what are their challenges, how does their technology work, what would they like to do better. Often they bring their spouses and their family with them. We get feedback from them as well. We've been doing it since 1998 at the Games. So we have a really kind of a following there in so many ways, where people come to us, want to know what research we have to offer. We work very hard to bring new technologies so that we hear their feedback from a previous year, then we try to bring a solution a year or two later and get more feedback from them and see if we are on the right track. But we also can look at injury mechanisms, what kind of issues they're solving. So in Dallas at the National Veterans Wheelchair Games, We had two studies there. One of them looking at a manual wheelchair virtual seating coaching system, which is a big word, to basically see if we can look at how people sit in their manual wheelchairs and improve that sitting, and then coach them a little bit on how to improve their seating. And then we had another study on looking at how do you train people to perform transfers from their wheelchair to the toilet, to the shower, to a bed safely and with less stress.
And while we're focusing on people with disabilities, you are seeing the technologies developed at Hurl impacting those who are not disabled.
Sure. I mean, one of the great things is when you can find solutions that meet the needs of a broader population, right? Then become low cost for people with disabilities. And I think you see a lot of this progress in, for example, like where apps, right, where you have a develop for an app for a cognitive aid for an individual with a traumatic brain injury just becomes something that makes everybody's life easier, right? Our queuing kitchen is one of those examples where it's really intended for people with mild cognitive impairment or a traumatic brain injury, but it makes kind of everybody's life easier because it helps inventory what you have for recipes and food on hand. And in our work in the accessibility domain, with looking at better sidewalks and better ways to do curb cuts and people, traffic flow of people, you know, just makes it easier to get across downtown Pittsburgh or helps the city know where they need to do sidewalk maintenance. And that helps mothers with strollers and older adults with a walker or small kids riding their tricycle or bicycle. And so it basically helps helps everyone. And it helps people driving on the road, right? Because if it becomes easier to walk from one place to another, then you may not get in your car, and that reduces the amount of traffic on the road as well.
I understand there's a big event coming up later this month in Washington, D.C. that you are going to be involved with. I'll let you tell us about it.
Yes, the Smithsonian Institute has decided to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, working with federal agencies, and have a great national celebration, political leaders, scientific leaders, advocacy leaders. And I'm honored that they've asked me to speak on the 24th as part of the three-day celebrations about the impact of technology post the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Our guest has been Dr. Rory Cooper. He's director of HURL, the Human Engineering Research Laboratories at the University of Pittsburgh. Dr. Cooper, thank you for joining us once again here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Paul, you're welcome. It's a real pleasure to be here, and thank you very much for having me again.